There is a boneyard of old planes and large parts of them on pavement around the former TWA overhaul base. It's right next to KCI Airport. One is an engineless 727 jet, and Airport Fire Chief Matt Maurer has just had a crash truck spray it down with fire-suppressing foam.
Some of these birds carry a lot of fuel. When they land, they break apart, and then you also have to maintain that foam blanket, so sometimes we have to reapply foam to do that. But the goal of all of it is to get all the people out of the tube, get people out of the aircraft.
Every airport has little differences in what they do to train and to work their jobs, says Maurer, but KCI, Chicago, and Memphis firefighters get together once a year to swap notes and techniques. They all know that opening up a crashed jet to save people takes skills that need repeated practice. Maurer drives his chief's SUV to the spot where wings and fuselage are destined for the scrap heap. His firefighters learn how to cut and pry into these parts of planes so they can rescue people who might be trapped inside at the real thing.
Aircraft recycler here, and you can hear him, he's cutting up the... That's a Fokker F-100. Let's go over there.
One of the biggest fire trucks most people have ever seen pulls up. The green crash truck looks like the military could use it for hauling around its biggest artillery. A crash truck with an overhead boom sticking out with a hollow spike in it that's connected to water. With a screech, the spike pierces the metal side of the plane body, sort of a plunk. The pumps rev up and water showers the interior and bursts out the back where the tail would have been on a whole airplane. Maurer says the only way to train for this is to have a derelict plane fuselage to use for practice, and his department's lucky to have them. There is training every year required by the Federal Aviation Administration. Some of it comes through an institute at University of Missouri. Dave Hedrick specializes in giving this with a live fire simulator taken from airport to airport in the central Midwest. The simulator looks a lot like a real plane body, and it has loads of gas jets inside and out, and they're used.
It does use that propane gas to simulate both a potential fuel spill that might have come out of the aircraft, also potential engine fires, as well as a potential interior fire that might occur either within the cabin or the cockpit of the aircraft.
And so back at KCI Airport, step by step, Maurer tells how a real-life airport alarm goes. Someone in the control tower picks up the crash phone, and the rescue trucks move.
We're going to conduct a search of the aircraft. We're going to take care of all the life safety issues.
Great care is taken not to run over any victims on the ground around a crash scene.
Lay out a debris field full of aircraft parts and sometimes the occasional mannequin. Throw a bunch of luggage out on the runway, like the aircraft had hit, broke up. When they respond, they have to select a path that either takes them successfully through the debris field or around it.
There's one other consideration in airport rescue and firefighting that doesn't get mentioned a lot. The airport is a business, losing money when runways are closed for any reason.
We understand that the airport is a big economic engine, and we want to be able to get it opened up again.
Air crashes always get the attention. Maurer says his teams have more business handling people who have medical emergencies on planes or at the airport. Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.